Well, it seems like at this moment in history, how can you avoid the doom, whether you're, you know,
This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Letitia in Oakland, California. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Good evening. This is the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour. You're listening to us on station WGXC on your dial 90.7. And if you're in Catskill, come on down to Main Street and have a look at us broadcasting from 393. We are in the back tonight, but in the future, we will be in the window.
That's right. There was a little bit of technical difficulties with the window today, but we're in the back, so you're visible. We have the door open in the back. If you take a look in, you'll see us. So as stated in last month's show, tonight is co-host Casey's triumphant return to the airwaves.
We are so back, baby.
That's right. And I'm your other host, alias Poche Noir. We're both members of the Capital District Democratic Socialists of America, and this is our June show, and we always broadcast at 7 p.m. on the first Tuesday of a month. So this being June 4th, more properly known as the 17th day of the month of Prairial in the year 232 in the French Republican calendar.
Of course. Necessary disclaimer. The option or the opinions and remarks made in this program are Bill's and mine. They are not those of WGXC. Sorry, rather, Poche Noir's and mine. And they are not necessarily the opinions of the DSA. Just Bill and I. Just a couple of socialists and members of the DSA speak in our minds. DSA is intentionally big tent with lots of opinions.
That's right, Casey. You do not have to be a strict Marxist like me to be a DSA member.
So tonight's subject is housing, and we have a special guest in the studio tonight, not a pre-recorded interview. We're here with Adrian Hernandez of CASH, which is the acronym. Is it CASH? Mm-hmm. Bill had a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's spelled with accent grave over the last E, so it's CASHE. Or CASH.
If you want to be fancy, it can be CASH.
I do.
Yes, it is CASH if you want to be fancy.
Okay,
we're fancy here at the DSA Good Time Hour. So we're here with Adrian of CASH, which is the acronym for the Catskill Artists and Creatives for Housing Equity. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's delightful to be here.
So Adrian, why don't you tell us a little bit about CASH?
So a little bit about CASH. Well, I think it's important to say...
Adrian?
Yes? Can you hear me?
I don't know. Can we hear you?
Is your mic on?
Should be.
I don't know how mic's
on. Well, Adrian, talk a little more.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I think we can hear you. Just talk a little bit more into the mic.
Okay, I can talk a little louder and a little bit more.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, great.
Nice.
Thank you again so much for having me. So a little bit about CASH. Well, I would describe us as an emergent group of artists, creatives, and more who are representing some of the work in the area and a little bit beyond outside of Catskill. And we formed in response to the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition being evicted from the Foreland Studio in Catskill.
Oh.
And... And we kind of coalesced around that cause and came together to raise some money to help with their transition. But then afterwards, we just kind of found that we're people who have time and energy and have interest in kind of seeing where we can halt gentrification in certain parts of the process, especially since a lot of artists are usually part of the first wave that come in and are used to kind of put gentrification on a roll. We're kind of examining about how we can stop that or creative ways to kind of to engage with that and change how that's going on.
One thing I know about artists is that, depending on the art that they do, they not only need a kitchen, a bedroom, mm-hmm. a bath, they need oftentimes a studio space.
Yeah.
So is that a particular concern of CASH?
Oh yeah. You mean in terms of like getting studio spaces for people?
What is studio space? Well, first of all, what's studio space like in Catskill? I imagine that it's expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I have a limited I'm a limited person for that because I'm not an artist with the studio space. A lot of people in CASH are, but I think it is pretty limited. I know a lot of people Foreland is one of the only options for studio space. I know people who, when they were really frustrated with Foreland, they couldn't go anywhere else in Catskill. I know a lot of them got studios in Kingston, some of them if they could, and others maybe in Hudson, but really there's not a lot of options. Mm-hmm. And so there is kind of a lot of pressure that you have only a few places to choose from, and so then you can, they'll do whatever they want with it, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's not like people all have access to be able to just like pick up and go to Albany Troy or Kingston, really, Hudson, etc.
Yeah.
Well, the housing crisis is not a local one at all.
No, you know? Absolutely not.
Is Cash specifically organizing in Catskill, or are you kind of organizing in the wider region?
Yeah.
Tell us about the work you guys are doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I think, a huge foundation for us is that we do want to be organizing really locally. We have people come into our meetings. We think that that's the best way you can make sure that your solutions are oriented towards community, is that the community is coming together and making that. But we have people come in from Palinville. We have people come in from Athens. People come in from Hudson. You know, it's like a lot of people in the surrounding area who can ever come and join, and kind of affects who we are addressing our work towards. But it is pretty, we do think having it local to Catskill area, whatever that means in a vague sense, is important.
Yeah. I mean, it's also cool to see, like, hearing that, like, people are coming from the more rural areas, because I grew up in Greene County. Mm-hmm. Bill lives in Columbia County, as we were chatting about earlier. But it's just, like, it's hard to build community when you're so spread apart in, like, these rural areas. And I think you guys are doing a great job at kind of coalescing people together around a cause that's so needed.
No, it really, I think so too. And I've had so many people come up to me who will go to Cash meetings, but then like there'll be like events, like at the Eclipse, the library was having an event, and like I didn't know people were at Cash were going to be there, but I just kept running into people, and I run into people at the grocery store all the time. And it's just like, oh wow, this is a great way, you know, even if we, you know, in addition to the housing stuff, it's just a great way to meet people, and I feel so connected to people so quickly. And so I think it's just, I know, it's just great to have community come together in any way, period.
Mm-hmm. Here, here.
Well, this is a very auspicious evening, because just yesterday, mm-hmm. the Albany, is it the city council or the common council? What is the legislative body in Albany?
I don't know. I do not know.
I think it's the city council.
I think city.
They passed the recent legislation called Good Cause Eviction, mm-hmm. which gives tenants a whole bunch of rights.
Mm-hmm.
And
amazing.
The problem is that even though there was political will, on the left at least, to have this be a statewide mm-hmm. program, it got watered down, and the powers that be made it something for localities to opt into rather than make it a statewide thing.
Yeah.
Which is terrible, but at least Albany get in. At least Albany is now in it. That is, well, I would love to have such a thing happen in Hudson or in Catskill.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, I mean, I think that's
actually
something.
Both.
Yeah. Yes, all of the above.
Pick one. Yeah.
I mean, that's something you're saying. Like, I would love to join some meetings, but I work mm-hmm. on Thursday nights, so I can't, but hopefully that's on your radar. Mm-hmm. But what other work are you guys doing, like kind of like boots on the ground stuff?
Oh my gosh, we're doing a lot of work. Cool. I mean, so right now, yes, of course. So right now, we have kind of like six legislative works that we're kind of orienting ourselves towards. Mm-hmm. So right now we're working with the Village Board of Catskill to kind of figure out a vacancy tax. For properties, whether that's storefronts, whether that's apartments, whether mm-hmm. that's just land that people have so that they can't warehouse land that could be used for housing, since there's such a lack of housing right now, especially in Catskill. So we're working on that. We kind of need to know like what that looks like, if we need to take things to state assembly or to the state legislator, or how much we can do just on a local level.
Assembly members somewhat sympathetic.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And I will get to that in a second.
Okay.
Because we have something else actually we're doing with them, which is cool.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and then also we're trying to work with Village board members to kind of figure out how we can, you know, for a lot of developments in Catskill, they'll get a huge amount of grant funding from like either the state or from certain other kinds of nonprofits. And certain kinds of people who will hand out grants. And we think also these things shouldn't go directly into just the development of a particular property. And maybe we should have percentage of the funding people receive also go directly to community initiatives. And this is something that was kind of inspired in New York. There's like a 1% give back to like artists initiative. Mm-hmm. There's other members in Cash who are more acquainted with it. But yeah, that's another thing we're kind of in the chats with village board members about, so that when developments come into their radar, they can like, we can figure out how to negotiate some of that money. So yeah, it's not just going straight to developments and inevitably maybe not ever going to the community.
And the board, that was like a recent election, right? For Catskill.
Yes.
So like we've got a couple more.
Yes, we do. We have a Democrat, we have a Democrat majority board now.
Like that, if you told me that would happen 10 years ago in Catskill, I'd be like, yeah, sure, sweetie.
And the incumbents were there for like literally 20 years.
Yeah.
Like that's not, yeah.
That's awesome.
And it was so close. I think, I don't remember what the exact margin was, but one of them, one of the new board members won by like literally like a dozen votes or something. And mm-hmm. So we were like, we got a dozen people to go and vote. And we know we got them to vote for certain members who are supporting and talking to us about these issues. So we will say, you know, that's leverage that we can use to get other kinds of housing stuff. It's like, look, we put you here. We're the people. Listen to us because we do influence elections.
Yeah, a big
small
plus
town.
To the the hyper-local action that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then also right now we're collaborating, drafting up ADU legislation to enable people in Catskill, if they wanted to build accessory dwelling units to increase housing supply. And then also we're working with the town we're in this beginning processes of trying to get Catskill covered under the Emergency Tenant Protection Act,
yes,
which would regulate rents, and also establish a rent guidelines board, which would be amazing. And that's a long process. We have to be able to declare Catskill as a housing emergency, a place that's mm-hmm. suffering, experiencing a housing emergency.
Love to connect you. We've got some incredible members of DSA who are organizing around specifically.
Oh yes.
Please.
And we'll plug a door knocking that they're doing ETPA.
Please.
Plug away.
Plug it.
Yeah. Oh God, I gotta look up the date. It's June 12th, 5:30 to 7:30. Door knocking for the ETPA. It's at 255 Orange Street in Albany. If you are available, you can go to the Capital District DSA Instagram if you want to have more information on that. That's a Capital District DSA, the handle, and you can find more info there. Or I could read out a bit.ly link that you will not remember, so just hit the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been knocking doors, and they've been having a lot of really good conversations with people, specifically in like the wards of Albany for ETPA,
mm-hmm.
and it just seems like a natural.
I've taken part in a couple of those door knocks, and they are actually a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because I know sometimes canvassing can be
wild. I love canvas, honestly. Okay. But again, I can't shut the hell up, so door knocking is good for me.
That's good.
I was thinking that the show could give a telephone call on my computer and be broadcast with Allie Dentinger.
Yeah, I mean, can...
I would
is that,
do that
a thing you
I
can
have
do?
It all, I have it all set up with my FaceTime, but my one concern is that, you know, when you go over to somebody's house unannounced, maybe it's kind of rude. I haven't told Allie about this. Should I do it? Should I give her a call?
I mean,
because
I
not
would
only
say
would
give
be me
call,
giving a call, but she'd also be
FaceTiming
on the air.
Yeah, you're FaceTiming her and it's live. Maybe let me shoot her a text.
Okay.
See if she's down.
So I'll tell you what. While this is all going on, let's play some music and let's see if we can arrange this.
Okay, yeah. And then I would love to hear more about the cash.
Yes, of course.
Actions.
All right. Here we go.
Perhaps not.
Holding.
You got it.
Okay, we are back, and we have spoken to our pal and comrade, Allie, and I am going to try and gotten permission to call her, and I'm going to try to FaceTime through the computer and see if we can talk to her, especially about what happened in Albany last night.
Yeah, we'll see if this works.
And it's connecting.
There she is.
Hello, Allie.
Hello.
And say something so that we can look at the needles on the board here and make sure that you're being broadcast properly.
Hey, all. Can you hear me?
One more time.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
There. Cool. Oh, my God. This is sweet. So, Allie, we have with us Adrian from Cache, or other words known as Cache, if you like the accent, and which is Catskill Artists and Creatives for Housing Equity. And we thought that this radio show that we're on, being devoted tonight to housing, that you would lay on us what happened at the Albany City Council last night.
Absolutely. So just 10 seconds of background in the 2024 state budget. The state legislature removed preemption as being a barrier of localities being able to opt in to good cause eviction protections. We've been fighting for a strong statewide bill since 2018. In the wake of that not happening, localities started to have their own laws. Was that overturned by the courts and said the state had to do it? The state chose not to pass a strong statewide bill. Because the state legislature is beholden to real estate, and the governor is the absolute enemy of tenants. But that didn't stop the city of Albany from still choosing to opt in last night. So what the state law says is that the localities have to pass local law opting in, and that the executive, you know, and the administration has to sign the law. So we still have to be signed into law. What was especially exciting last night is there are two things that under the law can be customized as you opt in. One of them being like a high rent cap, a percentage of the fair market rent. So the standard is set at like 245. We moved it to the highest possible cap, 345% of the fair median rent. So that's like a pretty high number for a one bedroom or a two bedroom. So we're not worried that we're going to be exempting people who pay very high rents. And the other one was how you define small landlord. Now, I typically define small landlord as someone who is in like an owner-occupied duplex, maybe a triple. Mm-hmm. That's how the the Julia Salazar bill defined it. That's how Albany's local law previously did. New York City had it set for them by the state legislature at owns 10 units, which I just find to be outrageous. If you own 10 other people's housing units, you're not a small landlord.
You're not a small
landlord. But you could customize it. So Albany did, and we customized it to one unit.
Awesome.
Which is great and
that's
exciting.
Awesome. Yeah.
So,
What did the process look like for that? Was that like through, like you guys were writing the legislation?
Yeah. So we, United Tenants and Capital District DSA and other aligned organizations that are invested in the expansion of tenant protections in upstate New York, knew that Albany was going to move really fast because we had previously had the local law. So people went to work, immediately reached out to our allies on the council and started tossing around ideas. You know, hearing about what other progressive cities are doing was a really exciting thing as well, because there was this like, oh, who's going to be the first to get the race to the finish line, where the reality is it wasn't like we didn't want the city to win. We wanted tenants to win. But the fact that Albany has now twice done this first is still a little special. So we had conversation. There was conversations of, could you define small landlord as owning zero units? But that was, right? Like, oh, we're saying this exemption doesn't apply to you, right? It didn't apply. This exemption didn't exist in our original local law. It didn't exist under Julia's law. Why should it exist now?
I see a small landlord as a person who takes their profits from landlordism and still has to work.
Yeah, right. Someone who owns a double.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, a landlord's a landlord, no matter which way you cut it.
I think that I definitely agree with that. I think that we do see different levels of landlording, that grandma and grandpa who own a duplex is very different than like some different LLC that lives in a different city, and all that corporation does is real estate. Do I think that there is a world where have beautiful green social housing, and we don't, you know, have these conversations? Absolutely. I like to joke with Alfredo Valerin, who was the sponsor of our bill, who's not quite a small landlord, but he's not a large conglomerate, who works a full-time job and owns some units that he keeps up in good shape and typically does well by his tenants. I joke that he can stay on as property management after the revolution. So he's like, I'm not fighting for the revolution. I'm like, well, I'm fighting for the revolution and working in the here and now. Things tangibly better now while we look to say we need to structurally address.
Yeah. So what passed yesterday, Albany opted into Good Cause, but not to ETPA. Is that accurate?
No. Cause and ETPA are two separate.
Yeah.
Of legislation, so to opt into the Emergency Tenant Protection Act, ETPA, or rent stabilization, you have to declare a housing emergency, and you define housing emergency as a vacancy rate of less than 5% of the qualifying unit. So a study is kind of wrapping up in Albany, and we should learn within the next like month or so what that is. Hopefully we'll be back in just a few months talking about how Albany opts into ETPA.
Awesome. Thank you, Allie, for being a guest of our show remotely on such short notice. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Also, separately, would love to connect you to our friend, our new friend Adrian here, which is off camera. I'm going to try to shift you.
That's Adrian.
But they're great, and they were just saying that Catskill is trying to ramp up like research for
we're kind of setting the ground to get someone to come in and do a vacancy study, so then that will be the groundwork to hopefully enact the ETPA for Catskill.
Yeah,
I love that. And what we really saw around, you know, the local good cause laws is it was opted in immediately after Newburgh, Beacon, Poughkeepsie, anywhere that tenants are organizing, they're building power, and they're winning legislative seats, and we're passing protections. We can no longer rely on non-tenants to represent the interests of tenants is really what it has come down to in our legislative bodies. So you know, we're seeing a wave of rent control, and the dominoes are going to fall around good cause. Ithaca is moving, Kingston is moving, Spring Valley is moving on good cause. So there's absolutely no reason that Catskill can't have good cause and ETPA.
And Hudson, too.
Yes.
Hudson, too. Amen.
Hudson, too. Everywhere. Even Saratoga.
That's right. That's right.
Right? That's what I think kills me most about this law, is that it's really wonderful and helpful for who it helps. It doesn't. And why do tenants in Saratoga who don't have the progressive council mm-hmm. that we have here in Albany, why do they matter any less? Mm-hmm. And the reality is that to the governor, they're second-class citizens. They're mm-hmm. second-class residents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Allie.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Allie. Good luck studying.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have
all
a
right.
good night.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That was...
She's so cool.
She is very cool.
She is.
She's terrific.
And future lawyer.
Future lawyer.
Yes, yes, lawyers. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. She's been fighting that good fight. Yeah, I mean, it just feels very natural that you guys connect.
Yes. No, that's so great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Musical break. However, a preface to this one. You have to take the word lord and extend it into landlord. You ready?
Let's go.
Right, that was the Stones with "You Gotta Move," which is what your landlord says when you make too much trouble. So that was a terrific little segment we had with Allie there. Oh, hats off to Allie.
Yeah.
And
I have another question about cash, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is that
a
surprise?
We're getting a call.
Let me get the phone.
Good time hour. How may I direct your call?
I've been homeless my entire life, and I'm fed up with it. I need a place to live.
You've been homeless your entire life?
Well, you might say my idiom is being homeless. I'm the troll who lives under the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Really? I didn't know a troll lived under the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. What's your name?
Chad.
Well, what's your last name?
Grendelkin. I'm Chad Grendelkin.
Grendelkin? Are you somehow related to the troll Grendel from Beowulf?
All right, we're going to do that again. All right, we're going to start. We're going to...
Oh,
not so well. Okay, we're going to try that once again.
Yeah, he was my second cousin.
Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour. How may I direct your call?
I've been homeless my entire life, and I'm fed up with it. I need a place to live.
You've been homeless your entire life?
Well, you might say my idiom is being homeless. I'm the troll who lives under the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Really? I didn't know a troll lived under the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. What's your name?
Chad.
Well, what's your last name?
Grendelkin. I'm Chad Grendelkin.
Grendelkin? Are you somehow related to the troll Grendel from Beowulf?
Yeah, he was my second cousin.
Your second cousin? That was centuries ago.
Well, how long do you think trolls last, Smarty Pants? Besides, I've gone vegan these days for my health.
I thought trolls only ate people.
Oh, I used to. It was pretty easy pickings under the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. With all the suicides, dinner pretty much served itself. But people don't taste so good these days. You all eat too much processed food. People don't come labeled USDA organic or free range, you know.
Living on a diet of suicides is a good line for a blues song, but it sounds pretty grim to me.
Not for me. I'm a troll, not a person. Get off your Homo sapiens-centered high horse.
My apologies. That was very reductive of me.
Can we knock this off already, damn it? Once people meet a troll, either they scream and run away, or they only ask about troll stuff. All I'm asking for is help finding a place to live. Nothing around here is affordable.
Well, I'm sorry for that, too. So let's be practical. What kind of place are you looking for?
Oh, just something basic. A one-bedroom rental. As a troll, though, I need a pretty high ceiling. At least 16 feet.
Gee, I don't know of any rentals like that. Wait a minute, I got it. Why don't you just squat in some abandoned school or church or hotel? There are plenty of those on both sides of the river. And here's the great part. As a squatter, you won't have a landlord, just an absentee property owner.
That's a great idea. I think I'll move into some abandoned Borscht Belt hotel, and if the owner ever comes by to inspect the place, I'll cudgel him cold and cheat on my veganism. Thanks, Capital District Democratic Socialists. Good time hour.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air. With one enormous chair, me to eat, lots of cow making lots of eat, warm face, warm hands, warm feet, oh, wouldn't it be lovely, oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely lovely still, I would never budge till spring, crept out of a window. On my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me, oh, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 lovely.
Fighting.
Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Thanks for coming on. Deeply depressing, but...
But it's real.
But it's real. Chad keeps it real.
Okay, so let's talk some more. Let's talk some more to Adrian about... Are we working here?
Hello? Yeah, we're on.
Hello. Yes.
Let's talk about cash.
Let's talk some more about cash.
Yeah. No, yeah, I told you guys a little bit about some of the other legislative stuff that's in the works. And right now, at this moment, we have a short-term occupancy tax, which applies mostly to like Airbnbs and mm-hmm. whatnot. And we had that was drafted up by one of our board members for the village board, and it's currently in the Senate and state assemblies, state Senate and state assemblies. It has a bill number for both. Just to let you know, it's official. The Senate one's S9264, and the Assembly bill number is A9911A. You won't remember those.
That been discussed on the floor yet?
I don't think so. From what they have a cute little tracker you can see online where you can like see where it is. I think it's like in the process of like it's like waiting to go onto the floor. Which is actually, yeah, it's great. If the listeners feel so inclined to support this, it's actually really useful to write to whoever your representatives are for this bill. Our sponsors for it, you have to get a Senate sponsor and an Assembly sponsor. Our Senate sponsor is Michelle Hinchy, representing District 41, and then the Assembly sponsor is Christopher Tagg, District 102.
Which are here.
Yes, here. Well, yeah, as I say that here, but also I don't. It's like not like cut and dry like township. So
The listener, like, what is it called? The radio waves don't go super far.
Okay,
out of
so if
where
you're hearing this,
so if you're hearing this, you're probably
yeah, and anyone can write in to support it. But especially if you live near, if you're one of the constituents,
yeah.
They love that. But they really do like they're like. Have a bunch of like bills or like that they're like holding on to that they will introduce, and you know, if people do pressure them, that will like usher them to like move it to the Senate or Assembly floor and have it discussed.
Maybe we can organize like a little call-in day.
Oh yeah, I'm mm-hmm. trying to think. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I need to remember. I know sending letters is the number one. I think probably also calls does it too. Yeah, that would be great.
We just had a very successful call-in day for the Build Public Renewables Act where.
Which
we
is law now.
We lit up the governor's phone for the whole day.
Oh, what?
We had it in 5-minute increments, and so everybody called in 5-minute increments
for the whole working hours. So.
Oh wow! No, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. But also, if until then, we have our Instagram at cash cache.action, and we have a template. That you can use so you don't even have to like go too crazy to think too hard. If you just like I have 5 minutes, you can go to Instagram, do the template, send it in.
Seems like a no brainer too. I mean mm-hmm. I feel like everybody around here.
Yeah. No, it's great. Yeah, so that's in process and that's like awesome. And it will only apply to Catskill. But you can't like get taxes passed anything without pass like that's not an ability that really tiny municipalities have. It has to happen on like a state level if we want to levy taxes related to Airbnbs and whatnot.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's really cool. And well, and I know Casey was asking about like how does this legislation made? It's kind of surprising to know like, you know, anyone can kind of like draft it up as long as you then get it sponsored by two people. You need to have it sponsored by the state Senate and by the state assembly both. If it's just one, then it won't get passed. It needs to be passed by both. One of the board members for Catskill, village board members, wrote it up. And then also for the ADU legislation, we have a couple of cash members who are taking it upon themselves to write the legislation. And, you know, it can be just as easy as, like, Kingston already did a legislation for that. So we just looked at a lot of what they had, mm-hmm. and we know this is successful legislation.
Don't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. And it's so, like, you know, so it's like there's, like, a lot of, like, you know, if you're in your own groups in whatever place you are and you're like, oh, I'm not close enough to cash or I'm not close enough to big city. Like there's so much you can do with just like what's available online from what other towns have done. So it's which is great.
Adrian, what legislators do you feel are your friends on this?
That's a good question. We're kind of, because cash is so new, we're kind of like learning the field of what our friends are as legislators, and also a couple of cash members, including me, just went to a training to kind of figure out how to navigate the advocacy realm of like working with people. So right now, you know, when you have a bill, your sponsors are the people who are advocating for your stuff on the Senate floor and whatnot. So, you know, right now, in terms of our limited connections, we're like, okay, Michelle Hinchey, Christopher Tagg, these are people who would be advocating for what we want and presenting it. So these are the people we want to give a lot of support to. But also, I personally do not know the landscape so well yet because I'm also newer to the area. But we are like developing power maps and trying to figure that out. But we know in the meantime, the sponsors are speaking piece to the rest of the state assembly. So yeah.
You said the magic word power maps.
Power mapping.
Power mapping.
All power to Jane McAlevey, who is not doing well these days. She's in hospice.
Oh no.
Jane McAlevey, the labor organizer who is most responsible for this strategy of power mapping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, well.
She's the bomb.
That's unfortunate.
Sending love to Jane.
Please.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too. It's and also, it's funny power mapping for a really tiny town because it's like, okay, the town board, let's power map for one of the town boards if we're like members, if we're interested in getting them to do something. And then we're like, okay. They don't have any aides who help them. They shop here. They listen to the village board. They listen to this one tiny club that shows up to all the town meetings. So it's kind of funny also just like how a lot of these things don't really scale down the way you expect them to once you get to like a small township, which is just funny.
That is, yeah, I guess how much power is there to be had in Catskill? I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, it's just different. You know, it's like a more like social, it's a different kind of social fabric than like the big logistic, like if we were power mapping for freaking like Kathy Hochul, like that's obviously you can see who she's talking to, who she's listening to, but for her it's just like, do you know them? Like that's the first place to begin, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Musical break.
Great.
Ooh, ain't got no home, I know paid long. I know days are wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl. And I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, ain't got no home. I know ways wrong. Ain't got no home. I know ways wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl. And I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely.
Okay, we are back.
Are we back?
I think we are.
Yeah, we're back. We're back.
Studio's very dark.
Studio's very dark, and this is my first time in the studio, Bill's second, first time on this board, so we apologize for all of the little technological
hoopla. I'll take responsibility. I screwed up.
No, Bill, you did not screw up. We are learning every day.
I saw it. He screwed up.
Oh. Called out. Well, we've got a couple minutes left. Do you want to tell us any closing remarks, Adrian?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, trying to fit it in. I mean, the state of housing is abysmal right now. Everyone can feel it. Maybe not everyone can say what exactly they're feeling, or maybe they feel a little bit alone about it, but everyone can, like, know someone who has an experience or directly has had an experience. And I don't know, I think, like, the first thing I think of for this kind of stuff is you need to, like, join up with people. You need to, like, join up in the community, especially if you're in a rural area, which can feel sometimes a little bit more difficult. And we know so many people have come to CASH meetings, they'll be like, oh, I'm a little far away, but I think this is cool. And then they'll go off and make their own, like, small groups for something. And then they'll they'll have, like, really, like just, like, really, like, resounding impacts in, like, kind of, like, a fractal way. So I don't know. So I just feel like if I have a last takeaway message, it's just, like, meet up with people. Talk to your neighbors. You don't know what your neighbors are thinking. Maybe you guys are all on the same page. One person can do so much by themselves. And if you have, like, a few people, you can do so much, especially in a small town.
You're here.
Yeah.
When is the next CASH meeting?
The next CASH meeting, right now we are on Thursdays from 5:30 to 7:30. The best way to find out, because we're floating around our location, depending on what's available, it's easiest to look on our Instagram page at cash.action, and we'll post locations. And also, we're also always looking to see if 7:30 is not, or 5:30 on Thursdays is not a good time. So if you have any feedback, please reach out. We want to make it as accessible in every single dimension as possible, which includes when people can come in.
Yeah.
And it's so chill. You can just sit there if you need people to hang out with. And our leadership's horizontal. You don't need to, like, show up and be like, oh, I'm, like, fitting into, like, the system. It's just, like, we show up and try to figure out how to make solutions for our communities.
Terrific. Thank you,
Adrian.
Thank you so much
for joining us.
Thank you, guys. This is great.
Yeah.
So let's give our little outro address. We'll play some music to take us out of the show.
Yeah.
It's
next
hard
month.
To read.
Yeah. Next month, we are coming back. I have no idea what the day is. Do you? Oh, you wrote it down.
I wrote it down.
Tuesday, July 2nd. Tune in. First Tuesday of the month, every month, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We don't know what the subject will be, although I think the three of us just figured it out. We're going to be talking about cops. bad boys. Bad boys, indeed. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in joining DSA, you may check out and learn more at DSAUSA.org. You'll find many levels to comport with your finances, or you may find out more info about what the Capital District DSA, which is where Bill and I organize, specifically at CapitalDistrictDSA.org.
All right.
That's what we got for you.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa.
Cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing.